Sexual anxiety, as it is sometimes called, is also actually sexual performance anxiety. And it's something that affects men and women of all ages, regardless of how much experience that they have with intercourse. How many of you would have thought, would have assumed that as long as we have a lot of experience with sex, we will not have experience with sex anxiety? You know, I've listened to people, I've read some articles written by people who talk about their sex experiences. And as it turns out, very often, the people with experience have just as much trouble, and in some cases, more trouble with anxiety than people with less or no experience before getting married, for example. A lot of anxiety there. Just because you get experience, that's one thing that's interesting about sex. It's not just like playing softball or playing basketball or playing volleyball or riding a bike. Doing more of it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get better at it. Having more sex doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be better at it. Very often, if a person keeps working at it, they can become a better piano player. If they have some skill there, they can become a better piano player if they keep working at it. If they keep working at it, they can become a better saxophone player. They can become a better drummer. They can become a better singer. But having more sex does not necessarily mean less anxiety. And very often, the anxiety has to do with, well, we'll get to that. For some people, the anxiety is short-lived. It may appear briefly in the wake of a new sexual encounter. Other people might find it difficult to enjoy a wholesome sex life because of the anxiety. And they may experience that type of anxiety with more regularity. But how does sexual anxiety manifest? Well, there's a sex therapist whose name is Claudia Six, S-I-X. Claudia Six. She's a sex therapist. And she says that sexual anxiety manifests in different ways among men and women, though in most instances it's related to the fear that some aspect of their presence between the sheets may be disappointing for their partner. Now, we would be tempted to think, oh, well, hey, look, the woman has her sexual organs. The man has his sexual organs. That's all that's needed. No, there's more to it than that. Much more to it than that. And so, again, the male or the female can be concerned about whether or not they're going to please the person they're with. Once they're in bed or on the sofa, wherever they are. And women, she says, sexual performance anxiety can show up as difficulty getting interested in sex, difficulty getting aroused once she's become interested in sex, or difficulty with orgasm. The difficulty with orgasm can be an indication that the woman has sexual performance anxiety. In men, of course, the anxiety may manifest as difficulty getting an erection or difficulty keeping an erection or difficulty ejaculating too soon. And Claudia Six puts all of that for the men and the women under the umbrella term of sexual performance anxiety. And so we spoke generally on the cause of sexual anxiety. What are some specifics about it? Why do people experience sexual performance anxiety? Here the matters get a little more complex, but to simplify, we tend to become insecure about how well we do in bed or what we may look like to our partners, or we may simply be daunted by the idea of becoming so intimate with someone in the first place. Husbands and wives, did either of you feel some discomfort about having sexual intercourse with your spouse on your honeymoon day, honeymoon night? Especially those of you for whom, number one, it would have been your first time having sexual intercourse with your spouse. I mean, with that person, because I know some people have sexual intercourse with each other before they're married, and they get married and they just continue to have sex. But for those of you who had no sex with your partner before sex, I'm sorry, before marriage, did that cause you some discomfort? The first night, maybe even the first week that you were together as husband and wife. For those of you who maybe you did have sex with each other before saying I do, and after you said I do, it was time for the honeymoon to begin, whether that was at home or elsewhere. Did you experience discomfort? First night, second night, first week, second week. How long did it take for you to really get comfortable about the idea of being with your spouse sexually? And what led to that eventual comfort level? For those of you who had had a number of partners, sexual partners, before marrying, did that give you a great comfort level when it came time to have sex with your spouse? Some of the articles I've read, some of the information that had been passed on, there were people who had plenty of sex before getting married. But the plenty of sex that they had before getting married is the very thing that made it difficult for them to be at ease when it was time to have sex with their spouse. The plenty of sex before marriage, males and females, actually made it more difficult for them to just relax and enjoy their spouse when it was time to have sexual intercourse with their spouse. I tell you, there can be some advantages, some benefits to waiting. So, looking at some of the reasons that we sometimes experience sexual performance anxiety. In some cases, sexual performance anxiety stems from a past traumatic experience, perhaps even related to sexual violence. That's something that members of the clergy, I want you to be aware of. Not only members of the clergy, but especially to members of the clergy, because I know sometimes we can be very, very quick to tell a married couple, hey, listen, if there are problems in the marriage, then you both need to remember you belong to each other, you are not your own, etc., and fail to even consider that something traumatic may have happened in the lives of one, in the life of one of those partners, or possibly in the lives of both of them. And that needs to be dealt with by someone who is trained to help them work through that.